President Xi Jinping has thanked the Mongolian government and people for their support during China's fight against the COVID-19 outbreak. The Chinese leader met with his Mongolian counterpart on Thursday in Beijing. He said the special visit fully embodies the high attention paid by Kautma Batuga to the bilateral ties and friendship. Batuga is the first foreign head of state to visit China since the outbreak. Renowned Chinese respiratory expert Zheng Nanshan is predicting that China will contain the ongoing epidemic by the end of April. Zheng Nanshan's team previously predicted the peak of the epidemic to arrive in mid to late February. He reaffirms his confidence in the prevention and control measures China has taken and stands by the predictions made by his team. The expert also suggests that the source of the virus may not be in China, although the first case of COVID-19 pneumonia was reported in the country. The United States has confirmed a COVID-19 infection in California. It is reported the patient did not have any relevant travel history or close contact with confirmed patients. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention suggests it is possible that this is an instance of community spread of the virus. There are now 60 confirmed cases in the United States. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has requested all elementary, junior high and high schools in Japan to temporarily close beginning March the 2nd. He made the request at a task force meeting on COVID-19, adding that the next week or two will be crucial in fighting the outbreak. Meanwhile, Abe ordered the government to prepare necessary legislation to curb the spread of infections and minimize the impact on the lives of people as well as the country. On Wednesday, Abe asked organizers of big sport and cultural events to consider cancelling or postponing them in the next 2 weeks. So far, Japan has confirmed more than 900 infections. Over 700 of them stem from the virus-hit Diamond Princess cruise ship. South Korea and the United States have decided to postpone their joint military drills until further notice amid concerns over the COVID-19 epidemic. The U.S. military reported its first case of the coronavirus on Wednesday in a soldier based near Daegu, where most of South Korea's cases have been reported. The South Korean military has also reported a number of infections and has confined most troops to their bases. Earlier this week, South Korea's president called the situation posed by the virus grave. The country has raised its alert, assessing its threat to the highest level. Foreign Minister Wang Yi has called for coordination with South Korea and Japan against the cross-border spread of the COVID-19 in separate phone calls with his counterparts of the two countries. Wang Yi calls for joint efforts to minimize the outbreak's impact on transnational exchanges as well as economic and trade cooperation. He also suggests the three countries maintain the stability of their industrial and supply chains and enhance practical cooperation. Saudi Arabia has halted travel to the holiest sites in Islam over fears about a viral epidemic. The move comes after the Middle East reported over 220 confirmed cases of COVID-19. The decision by Saudi Arabia stops foreigners from coming to the holy city of Mecca and the Kaaba. It has also suspended travel to the Prophet Muhammad's mosque in Medina. Authorities also suspended entry to the kingdom to those with tourist visas from nations affected by the new virus. A Chinese envoy to the UN office at Geneva has said that the country welcomes the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights to visit Xinjiang this year. Chen Xu also confirmed that China is working closely with the office of Michelle Bachelet on detailed arrangements for her trip. So far, China has received in Xinjiang over 1,000 diplomats, international organization officials, reporters, and religious leaders of various countries. China has unveiled the country's top 10 scientific advances of last year. The evidence of metal material on the far side of the moon, a hybrid chip to stimulate artificial general intelligence, and potential therapy for treating DNA-mediated autoimmune diseases topped the list. The annual selection has been conducted by the Ministry of Science and Technology over the past 15 years.